Well, it's kind of exciting. I mean, for me, you know, to go out there and see the, you know, the season ticket holders and the crowd, and obviously with the night practice, and we're fortunate with the weather. You know, we're a little bit concerned about it early on. You know, and then obviously it just pushed up north, and we're able to get it in without any lightning. So we're able to compete the whole practice. I think, you know, the intensity, obviously we want to ramp it up. You know, obviously with the pads come on. So, you know, I think it's, you know, it's the first day of actually being in pads, but it's also our, you know, third day of installation. So, you know, it's still, you know, today we're working on new things. Third down was a big emphasis today. We haven't worked at that in the first 2 days. And obviously, you know, we have to do a better job, you know, coaching. Got to get the film. We got to look, you know, look at the film. Got to be better in our decision making, better in what we're doing with the football. And then obviously we got to just keep putting, you know, these practices back to back to back together, you know, with the repetitions, the endurance, the, you know, the physicality, all the things that we're looking for out of the team.
How concerned are you about Blake's night tonight? I know it's only one practice, but.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think anytime someone doesn't perform to what you want to do, you know, you're concerned about. He's not the only one, you know what I'm saying, that's out there. There's some good things, you know, and obviously today was the first time a third down, so. We're going to look at it. We're going to look at those plays. If there's any struggle, things we don't like, then obviously we're going to be smart enough to throw that crap out.
Doug, did you get a sense of Blake's interceptions? It was on how much of it was on him versus route running, you know, things of that nature. How much of it was Blake's decision making and accuracy?
I mean, we're going to go and talk about that as coaches. We haven't talked to the player yet about that, so. You know, we'll go ahead and look at it and, again, continue to get better. You know, it's going to be, you know, I want to go back there and look at it from a different view and, you know, see what he was thinking and see what was going on.
You're the five straight padded practices. That's where that toughness that you've been preaching about is going to be put on display, correct?
I can't answer that, but the thought is obviously, you know, the five practices, you know, with the pads on. And, you know, being able to push ourselves and create in some type of adversity, you know, to get yourself through it. And, you know, it's going to be extremely tough. I mean, it's going to be not just on the players. I mean, the coaches have to do a hell of a job, too. It's going to be tough on them, and they got to get after it, and the players got to get after it. So, and, you know, for me, I've got to do a good job, and we've got to push, you know, lead this team. And, you know, obviously we've been where we've been for quite a long time, and, you know, the only way to get better is, you know, just obviously through this hard work. And next week will be a hard week. It'll probably be, you know, one of the hardest weeks that we've had in training camp.
Doug, was there a point where you turned to Blake and said, keep your head up or see how you respond to this or anything like that during this?
I mean, if I got to do that now, then we're going to be in trouble.